The Holy Spirit is our guide, January 25. He brings wisdom and understanding. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11:2. As the Holy Spirit opens to you the truth, you will treasure up the most precious experiences and will long to speak to others of the comforting things that have been revealed to you. When brought into association with them, you will communicate some fresh thought in regard to the character or the work of Christ. You will have some fresh revelation of His pitying love to impart to those who love Him and to those who love Him not. Give, and it shall be given unto you, for the Word of God is a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. The heart that has once tasted the love of Christ cries out continually for a deeper draught, and as you impart, you will receive in richer and more abundant measure. Every revelation of God to the soul increases the capacity to know and to love. The continual cry of the heart is, "More of thee," and ever the Spirit's answer is, "Much more." For our God delights to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. To Jesus, who emptied himself for the salvation of lost humanity, the Holy Spirit was given without measure, so it will be given to every follower of Christ when the whole heart is surrendered for his indwelling. Our Lord himself has given the command, "Be filled with the Spirit," and this command is also a promise of its fulfillment. It was the good pleasure of the Father that in Christ should all the fullness dwell, and in Him ye are made full. God has poured out His love unstintedly, as the showers that refresh the earth. He says, "Let the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. Of His fullness have we received, and grace for grace."